Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for hanging out at Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Mr. Husker Football, Mike Babcock with us. From Hail Varsity and Herd Ant Sports, get Babber's twice weekly newsletter. And all you got to do is email Mike Mike@herdatsports.com. Reminder to get to the Herd Ant Sports Bar and Grill Friday for that Team Jack panel. All proceeds go to raise money for Team Jack. It's Kenny Bell. It's Nate Gary. It's Amir Abdullah. Doors open at 5. The panel, hosted by Anna Bellinghausen, gets rolling at 5:30. Babbers, spring week. Spring game week is here. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I agree with everything Jeremiah Searle said. I appreciate you having me on and all. Talk to you next week.
Well, no, Schmidt, thank you for rearranging the schedule.
And Schmidt, I think it's funny how you introduced this week here, spring week in Nebraska, which is a great way to describe spring in Nebraska. It tends to only be a week long. So
you blink and you miss it. Well, Mike, we want to get into some Heisman thoughts. Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back. Eric Crouch retweeting that. And you've been a Heisman voter since the Barry Sanders era, correct?
Yeah. I'm trying to think, it might have even been a little bit before 88, but I've had the opportunity, and I think there's like 16 or 17 voters in the state, and there's a lot of passion. I kind of oversee the list now, and there's so much interest, and there are so many media outlets now, and Well, I'll give an example. They've got a rule. You have to replace somebody if they miss two consecutive seasons of voting, if they don't get their ballot in time. I've taken that to, if you miss one season, I'm going to replace you, because there are so many people that want to do it and want to be involved in it. And, you know, there's just a lot of interest, I think, in being involved in voting for the Heisman Trophy. And, you know, people – college football and have the expertise to do that.
Mike, did you take away any votes for people who did not vote for Ndamukong Suh in 2009?
No, I don't have any control over that part. I don't really know what people...
Mike ruling with an iron fist.
For whom they vote, I don't know.
I got an email from Mike Babcock. It says, I voted for Colt McCoy, and therefore I know nothing about college football.
You have lost your vote, you have been exiled from the state. But we wanted to kind of get into some Heisman rights and wrongs, as many feel that it was wrong to take Reggie's Heisman. He was the best player in college football that year. Things crept up about improper benefits. SC had wins vacated. Reggie's Heisman went goodbye. And Elijah and I kind of went through some years where, okay, you have 1997's Heisman, where Woodson was incredible, but folks are still ticked that Peyton Manning didn't get the nod. That's pretty common. You've got Sue around these parts for sure. I mean, he finished fourth, but Mark Ingram got the Heisman nod over Toby Gerhart, Colt McCoy, and Ndamukong Suh. Sam Bradford had an amazing 08 season, got the nod over Tebow. Larry Fitzgerald, really good season. Jason White, video game numbers. And so what's your reaction to Bush? And I'm not asking who you voted for, but is this short list pretty good when it comes to Heisman arguments we came up with?
Well, yeah, and that, Tommy Frazier, you know, there was an argument there, I think.
95 with Eddie George.
Yeah, with Eddie George. And I don't know if, you know, each state has a I think a different number of voters depending upon the size of the population.
Different electoral.
So it's more like the House of Representatives.
How that goes, but and the country is divided into sections, and I think each section has the same number of votes. So that's a good thing. I was in favor of Reggie Bush getting the Heisman back. I think that from my point of view, USC paid the penalty for the violations. You know, there were the number of scholarship players they could have was reduced over a period, maybe just one season, or I don't know if it was more than that. And so I look at it from that standpoint. Was he the best player in college football? That's what the vote showed.
Yeah.
And I thought he should have. I don't know that he should have lost the Heisman, because, again, the school paid the penalty, paid the price for what happened there, as I think should have been the case. And the other thing is, because he was so good and because he was high profile and because he played for a program, a national championship contender while he was there, and what did they win? Couple while he was there?
They won it in 2003. I think they split it in 2003. They won it in 2004. SC destroyed Oklahoma, 2005 Texas, and Vince Young beat him.
Okay. So you're playing in a program that is that high profile. Things come out about your situation that probably don't come out about other players. I mean, I'm saying that I don't think he was probably the only player that received illegal benefits. You know, if that makes any sense.
He was part of a program that got caught with illegal benefits.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, because of where it stood in the whole scheme of things, the success that program was having and the success that he had drew a spotlight on him that produced, evidence of what had happened. But again, the school paid the price, as it should have. I didn't think that he should have lost the trophy, because I thought that he was the player that deserved it.
Well, also to add to it, like, it was a landslide that year. He was by far and away the best player in college football. We all knew it. I mean, he got almost...
Vince was pretty sweet, too.
But Reggie got almost 800 of the almost 900 first place votes. Like, he almost took 90% of the Heisman voters votes as the first place guy. Like, it was an absolute landslide, him winning the Heisman.
That's with the previous Heisman winner handing off to him.
Well, look at the players he got. Like, the top four that year: Bush, Vince Young, Matt Leiner, Brady Quinn. He won it over some good players, and it was in a complete landslide. That's how good he was.
He won it over an incumbent. Babbers, we've got about 30 seconds before a hard break. Can we keep you on the other side? Talk
sure,
to spring
that's
ball.
Fine.
All right,
Mike. I'll try to think of something of substance to say.
No, you're good. Mike Babcock is with us from Hail Varsity and Herd at Sports. Bill Bender going to join us from the Sporting News. His take on the NFL draft and Nebraska football. What's up?
Oh, so I want to quickly get one last thought from Mike on the Heisman, if possible. Mike, if you were in charge, would you be giving that Heisman to Sue in 2009? I know you can't do it now, but would you?
I would have, but there haven't been any players. I mean, Woodson is the one guy that comes closest to not being an offensive player, solely an offensive player, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has won that award. It's kind of, you kind of look to the Lombardi and Outland for those kind of guys. But yeah, I thought Sue deserved it.
More with Mike Babcock. Hail Varsity continues, powered by Cornhead Lager.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
A few more minutes with Mike Babcock from Hail Varsity and Herd at Sports as we wind down hour one. Bill Bender on the way, NFL draft and Nebraska thoughts. Year two for Rhule. Mike, what do you expect to learn Saturday with Nebraska, Dylan Raiola, and the running back room?
You know, I do agree with Jeremiah. I think the focus is going to be on Dylan Raiola, the opportunity to see him. And I think The spring game is like recruiting, okay? Like when you recruit somebody, they're as good as you want them to be, as your imagination can make them, until they get on the field. And then you find out whether they can play or not. Same with the spring game. I think people come away with optimism in the from what they see in the spring game, because the team can be as good as you want it to be at that point from what you see out there, until you get to the fall and you start playing games. So I think people will come away with optimism. I think they'll come away with evaluation of the quarterbacks. I think that's obviously the focus, with Raiola probably at the top of that. But you want to see how Harburg has improved. You want to see Kalen, see what he can do out there. Because I think the competition will continue in the fall, even though we don't really have a good idea of where things stand right now. And they're, you know, we're going to see limited some of the first string guys, offensive and defensive line. We're not going to see a whole lot of that, because you're going to get guys in there that you want to get some experience. And, you know, guys that are coming back that have the kind of experience that you want, and you want to keep them healthy for the fall. So I think it's going to be optimism, and you're going to feel good about the what you see from the team. And, you know, you should, because I think that Rhule has a good approach to what he is trying to do here. I think the players are buying in. I think he holds players accountable. I think he holds assistant coaches accountable. I think he holds himself accountable. And I think those are all things that that are going to make this team reason for optimism going into the fall.
Mike, whenever we discussed the spring game, last thought here, about 60 seconds. Last year, it was 8 fumbles where we looked and said, that's concerning, but at least there's time to get it fixed. Like, what is your take on, there's going to be concerns that come out of the spring game. That's how it goes just about every single year. How much stock do you put into any of that?
Well, not a lot. It's kind of like what Rhule said, you know, the head coach. You're the head coach. You're watching the spring game. The offense goes down and scores. You feel good about the offense, but you don't feel good about the defense. The defense intercepts the ball, recovers a fumble or whatever. You feel good about the defense. You don't feel good about the offense. So it's like a you don't win either way kind of a thing. But, you know, I think it's the same way with fans. You have to look at it that way. You know, and you don't want that many turnovers again. That's not something. If that happens, maybe that optimism that I'm talking about is not quite there.
It's Mike Babcock with Hail Varsity, heard at Sports. Get his biweekly newsletter at Mike B at heardatsports.com is where you can log on and get that subscription. Babbers, excited to see you Saturday for another spring game. Thanks for giving us time today. Always appreciate you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
There he is, Mike Babcock, Heisman man since 1987, dare I say, the Tim Brown era. We'll get to Bill Bender. Sporting news next hour, hour two with Hail Varsity.